New Zealand has the highest death rate for teenagers in the developed world. Isn't that sad? So what is going on in these lives? How do we talk to them? Maybe we need to ask them to share their thoughts. That was the idea behind a new book called Been There, Young People's Stories of Struggle and Hope, and it brings together tales from Kiwi kids who have been through a crisis and how they found strength. The book is edited by Steve Langley, and he's here in the studio. Hi there.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
And you, Jesse.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Why did you decide to do this?
Well, having been an English teacher for many years, I've seen the value of people writing their personal story for whatever reason, because as they write it, it helps to clarify their thinking. And then I discovered that with the ones who were sort of reluctant writers, and most of my teaching career has been in sort of special education.
Yeah.
And so at Kingsley, which was a residential social welfare school, I said to them, OK, I'm going to put together a little book, so your story will go in a book. And it was just stapled together. But they found it interesting to read each other's stories. And then my last teaching was in a teen parent unit. And I told them, you know, write your story about your pregnancy or your baby. And that made them think about why they really come back to school. Why do they, what are their plans for their baby? And in doing that, they really built their self-confidence. And then I said to them, these are great stories. I'm going to publish them in a real book. Mm-hmm. And suddenly they could see the point of rewriting and checking, is this the right word? And you could see them wrestling with, how do I really say what I want to say? And we ended up doing three books. And that was really valuable for the writers, because they really sort of grew in confidence and also managed to say what they really wanted to say about being a young mum. Mm. And that was fantastic. It was also great for the new young mums who came into the unit, often with a whole lot of shame and the criticism.
Feeling like they're the only one.
The only one, and feeling that especially the elderly women in the mall would look at them as though to say, what are you doing with a baby, you little kid yourself? And in reading these stories, they could look at them and think, oh, that's me. Oh, I was like that. And suddenly, instead of the shame of having a little baby, it was, I'm going to have my little baby. The baby's in a preschool thing right alongside me. The baby's getting an education. I'm getting qualifications. And I'm going to be hitting the workforce with my baby established at school when all the 35-year-olds are going on maternity leave. And that's what they've done. And so I know some of the ones who are nurses and, you know, all sorts of good careers that have come from that. And that was wonderful to see.
So this book, Been There, that's obviously what the writers get out of it. And what do you hope people reading it and buying it will get out of it?
The main thing I hope they'll see is for people, because most of this is depression. That's the general theme that comes through most stories. Whether it was a chronic illness, and there are a couple of those, whether it was bullying, racism, and the ones that really you notice, which is the extreme bullying or the sexual abuse, and there's a rape story in there. And that's led them to depression, which is understandable. Mm. And the theme that comes through is that when you're locked in that state of depression and you become anorexic or whatever it is, what really helps is somebody connecting with you, or you feeling like somebody really listens. And so the message to people reading it who aren't struggling with things themselves but just simply interested is, wow, if I notice somebody who seems to struggling, I've just got to say to them, hey, something I can do? But how are you feeling? Just simply, in other words, I'm prepared to listen if you want to talk about anything.
Great. Had a good response from people who've read it?
Yeah. I mean, some of the responses, particularly from young people themselves, saying things like, I wasn't sure whether to publish this. One of them says, I really hesitated about clicking the send button. Mm. Because I felt so vulnerable, but it was also really empowering for me. And, yeah, that was lovely to see.
You're going to keep doing it then, eh?
I'd keep
encouraging people to write, to tell their stories?
Yeah, I would. I'm not sure how we'd do the next, because I'd love to have a next one. Mm. And it would be more of similar stories. One of the things that came out of this was two of the stories in here are not about struggle that people have been through, but the struggle they can see coming. Mm. And it's two women who spoke at the school strike for climate. And, wow, impressive speakers. Yeah. Way better than you hear for all the grey-haired men who run the country.
Where do people find it, Steve? The book?
The website is collaborative.org.nz.
Okay. And we will put a link to it on our webpage. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, a pleasure. Thanks for your interest.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Well done. Yeah.
Okay.
It's Steve Langley, who's collected and published stories of young people's struggles and messages of hope.